That's Am I Forgiven, the first track on British singer-songwriter Rumour's debut recording, Seasons of My Soul. The album is already a favorite of fans and music critics in the UK and landed on many 2010 best lists. Seasons of My Soul will hit the US market later this summer. But Rumour is in the studio at NPR West to give us a taste of it now. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the States.
Thank you.
The entire recording seems to follow an arc. I mean, it is called Seasons of the Soul. Do you organize the songs like different points, perhaps, in your own timeline?
No, none of it is conscious. Mm-hmm. The title just appeared because, in a way, because it took so long to make the album, I started to notice, you know, the emotional landscape just kept coming around again.
Yeah, because it goes from, you know, love to breakup to heartbreak and all around. I got the blues in springtime, 'cause I know that I'll never have the right shoes. Some of the musical arrangements on this CD seem to harken back to a different time. I mean, I'm hearing trumpet in some of the tunes, and I can't help it. I'm reminded of Herb Alpert, who was also a record producer. And I understand that Burt Bacharach had a hand in getting you to the point where you can actually record an album. Is that true? He heard your voice?
Well, I didn't meet Burt Bacharach until after I got signed, actually.
Ah.
So I'd only been a waitress a couple of months before, so it was quite a shock.
I mean, it is like this album. It does harken back to the arrangements of the 70s tunes, but in a good way.
Thank you. It's funny. I don't have any musical technical qualifications, but my producer is very knowledgeable in that kind of stuff. And when I first played him my songs, he said, you know, it's Rumour, that's so funny what you're doing there. That's a very Bacharach thing you're doing there. He does that. He does fourth and fifth or whatever it is. I'm not even sure what he meant. But there are peculiarities in Bacharach's music. Apparently I do the same without noticing.
Yeah. One of the breakout songs is one called Slow. It begins with a verse.
You make me want to tell the whole world what I've found is good.
And then you hit that chorus.
Then they say slow, slow this ride down. Don't burn it up, don't let it show.
Your voice has an uncanny resemblance to Karen Carpenter's. Was a lot of mention made of that when this song was first played in England?
Yes, they do. Everyone talks about it, but I respect her so much that I hope people don't think I'm trying to like sound like her, because I don't do it on purpose.
From dreams I've seen you before.
I think it comes from just wanting to sing the song clearly. Mm-hmm. And wanting everyone to hear every note and every word and every note as it lands, you know, every, you know.
Sure. You've said that your parents were churchy in a mellow 70s sort of way. The beginning of your song, Take Me As I Am, begins with the lyric, is there a place where all that I've lost will be returned to me? Is there a day when the souls that I pray for will come back to me? Are you a spiritual person? Do you consider yourself one?
Yeah, I am a spiritual person. I was brought up a Catholic. Although I wouldn't say I was a practicing Catholic, I am a Christian and I do believe in God and I believe in Jesus and I read the Bible and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's very much in the music.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come back? If this love is unconditional, why don't you take me as I am? Just take me.
A lot of the music on the album is me imagining heaven or imagining angels.
Huh. I'd like to end with the last cut on Seasons of My Soul, Goodbye Girl.
'Cause baby, goodbye doesn't mean forever. Let me tell you goodbye.
'cause the things you do, my goodbye girl, will bring me back to you.
Parting has been described as sweet sorrow, but this song seems to be leaving the door open for happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, how would you say you've grown in the years since, you know, this recording first came out and your dreams are coming true?
Well, it's a very steep learning curve because I consider myself to be an experienced person in lots of ways. You know, I've had a lot of things happen to me and I've done a lot of jobs and seen a lot of places and been around and everything else. But nothing prepares you for the change of going from being a waitress to people doing your hair and, you know, I have like so many pairs of shoes. I've got so many lotions and potions. It's just funny.
It is funny. But I just love the lyric, goodbye doesn't have to be forever.
No.
Yeah. Is that something you heard or that came?
That's a David Gates song, Goodbye Girl. That's the theme from the movie Goodbye Girl.
It is. I did not realize it was a cover.
That's good. That's good. That means I've done my job. I've owned the song.
So forget your past, my goodbye girl, 'cause now you're home alive.
That's Rumor. Her new recording on Atlantic Records, Seasons of My Soul, will be released in the States later this summer. Rumor, thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you, Leanne. Happy retirement.
Goodbye doesn't have to mean forever.
Indeed.
Let me tell you goodbye.
You can hear songs from Rumor's album, Seasons of My Soul, at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Let me tell you